Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, what's going on? We back in the place, on the way with your whole side, on the Poetic Energy Network station. Man, you already know each and every week is going down on the Poetic Energy Network station. We have so much to go over. I mean, since a couple days ago, haven't even had a chance to get everything in we wanted to. We're going to try to keep it short, but it's a lot of things going on in the world, and so we're going to just dive right into it, and we have a lot to go over, man, so hope you're having a blessed Shabbat. So let's approach the throne. Father Yahuwah, in Yahushua Mashiach's name, we thank you for another day. We pray that you would show us the spiritual atmosphere of what's going on, Father, that we may know the signs and the times and prepare ourselves, prepare our houses, and prepare the coming of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, and that we may be know what to look for and what's going down, and you can keep us from all deception that is going on. We thank you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in Yahushua the Messiah's name. Amen. Yes. I mean, it is very pumped out there. It is very pumped. I hope we can just get into some issues that are going on, and we kind of want to warm it up. I don't want to just go right into it, but it's a lot of things that are transpiring over the past week. One of the biggest things, well, we'll start off with some more small things. I just read an article. It just came in just an hour ago that, because there were different articles out there about this. You know, for a while we've been talking about the Iran situation, the sanctions, which went into effect on June 28th, just the other day. A lot of these sanctions, and they still have the European embargo that's going to go down. And what they did basically is they cut the supply of Iran's oil by almost 700,000 barrels. I believe it's around that number. And just to put the pressure on them to, you know, for them to crack. And so I recently just read this article. I mean, things are happening so quick over this past couple days that, I mean, it's hard to even get all these things in. But I just read an article that an article was released from a station, a credible station, that said that the Iran sanctions had backfired and that oil prices was up 9%. So it's a lot going on, like, and I just seen that. But they also had a counter article out there that was saying that the Iranian Minister of Defense said that the oil was dropping. So I mean, it's different variations of reports out there. Because the Rutgers reported that they said that the Iran's oil prices were falling, but then they came out with an article just now which had a little more statistics and less wordplay, saying that the sanctions had backfired and the oil was up 9%. Now this is very important, and this is something to very watch, because we're watching over what's going on in the Middle East. And this is I see something else. This is very loud. I'm saying these things are just coming in. The vice president of Iran. What we have to understand, because what we do here on the Poetic Energy Network station, we take what the news is saying and we put it to the scriptures and we put it to the truth and we see how it weighs up. But this is important. The vice president of Iran. Okay. The vice president of Iran was bashed in saying, you know, he said a lot of anti-Semitic words or phrases in a press conference that he was talking about. Now, first of all, we got to, you know, the media said anti-Semitic, but we got to know, number one, the Semitic people are not the Ashkenazi Jews anyway. You know, the Semitic people, Shemitic means name, and it means, you know, and so if you're talking about people of the name, you're talking about the name of Yahuwah and his son's name, Yahushua. That's the only true names out there in which is reference to the Father and his Son. And so, you know, this ideology of anti-Semitic, you know, has always been in place because a lot of people believe that the Ashkenazi Jews are the people. So that's one of the things that have been in place. But he said a lot of things which are in a sense true, are true, even though I don't agree with what the, you know, the Iranian Muslims say, but they, you know, in their approach of, you know, telling semi the truth, you know, they get it out there. Now, this is what he was released in saying, and they really bashed him for it, and saying, quote unquote, it was anti-Semitic. He accused, now this is all in the midst of them going back and forth about these sanctions and about them degrading their nuclear so-called nuclear program to create a nuclear weapon. This is all going back and forth. And we've been saying for a while that, hey, Iran is not the people to just back down. Because when you think about it, if they back down from these challenges and these sanctions that the U.S. and the Israeli Ashkenazi Jews are putting upon them, that would almost make them bowing to the Jews. And I don't know if you ever heard speeches from the president of Iran, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, and these people, but they are very adamant in their dislike or hatred toward the Zionist Jews. And so this guy, the vice president of Iran, released this statement the other day. He said that, and it struck me. I really had to say it on the show, man. He said that he was accusing the Jews of running a global narcotic trade and systematically murdering black babies. Murdering black babies and spreading their teachings of the Talmud, in which they plan to destroy and basically take over the whole world. Spreading their, and this was just the other day he released his statement. And so we kind of know that, hey, you know, these sanctions, all these things are going to escalate into, confrontations which will escalate into an illusion in which the one world government will be created. So, but I mean, you know, like I said, I don't agree with what the their ideology as far as the Muslims, but they have said some things which are true, because so we see right here that the media was bashing them, saying they're saying anti-Semitic statements, but these statements that he said are in a sense true, because we know, hey, the Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews have, and I don't want to make it seem like, you know, because when you talk about a certain group of people automatically attribute it to some kind of hatred or some kind of racism. But yes, the Muslims are in there too. But we're talking about truth. We're talking about the truth, the scriptures in which we're bred by the Ruach HaKodesh. We stand upon that. So some people say, you know, things that, but we know that far as the guide of the guide of the scriptures, that it is true that the Ashkenazi Jews have systematically been murdering, Hebrew babies, in which we know Planned Parenthood, the introduction of, you know, the contraceptives and the condoms and all these to, you know, the plan to destroy Yisrael, number one, because we are that nation. We are descendants of Shem. So this just struck me very hard, that, you know, somebody would come out in the public and say, you know, they're preaching their and spreading their teachings of the Talmud. So that was very interesting. So you have that going on. So we got those two articles. And we're going to keep you up to breath about that story because you have two articles that saying, hey, the sanctions have backfired. And they also have the embargo that's going to go on. And like I said before, Iran, I don't really think, even though their economy and all those things might happen, I don't really think they're going to back down because you're talking about if you understand how much their hatred is toward the Ashkenazi Jews, you'll understand that why they probably won't back down over some sanctions. So that you have that going on. But I guess the biggest, I mean, and we're going to warm up before I get to that. We'll hold for that. You also have, they also had a called an emergency meeting. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been happening in Syria, but there is a war in Syria right now, and Damascus has been under fire over there, and hopefully, yeah, well, the next week we'll get into some prophecies, you know, that, you know, concerning that. But what you have Russia and the U.S. have been divided on issues about Syria. And they've been going back and forth and how to proceed because Syria is like, you know, really no international help has came in, like, you know, United Nations and different things like that. So we got to continue to watch on this situation because this is very important. Indeed, you just had the Egyptians; they just hired a Islamic president or whatever. So they just elected that. So we continue to watch on that. But we just continue to watch on the Syria situation. I mean, it's so much going on right now. I mean, you have you know, prayers out. It's 3.4 million. People without power due to these storms. There were three states in the so-called states in the U.S. in a state of emergency due to these fires and this, and things like that. You have record heat, and I've been looking into the couple of issues, and we talked about that there. You know, we know that there are different things that the elite. So-called elite have, you know, as far as in changing weather patterns, different things like that. But we'll get into that in another day. That's a whole other discussion. But the biggest thing to transpire this week is, you know, you probably already heard the Obama health care plan being upheld. The Obama health care plan being upheld by the Supreme Court. And we want to talk about some issues that, you know, that, of course, a lot of people, you know, have heard about. Someone in the truth, but it the rabbit hole goes a little bit deep. Okay, the Supreme Court upholds the Obama health care plan, partially due to the conservative justice John Roberts coming to the liberal side, you know, so called the liberal side, and, you know, changing the point of view. What you got to understand, the Supreme Court is a body of the Illuminati. Okay, that's what you got to understand. The Supreme Court is a body of the Illuminati. Now, because people fail the fact to bring up these facts, the plan that President Obama has put in place is similar and just like the plan Hillary Clinton proposed, and so he just revised it. The same plan that Mitt Romney put together and used as when he was the governor of Massachusetts, the same plan. But yet, everybody's against each other. You've seen the presidential elections, and all these things are illusions. Hillary Clinton going against Obama, now she's the Secretary of Defense. Mitt Romney going against him, but he talking about the health care plan, but yet he used the same plan in Massachusetts. So all this is illusion. All this is illusion. All this is a game, and the Supreme Court is a body of the Illuminati. And we're going to show you how this plan right here, and what transpired. I don't know if people know what transpired. Okay, now this is where it gets deeper. Okay, what you have here, you already know that on U.S. law books, you may not know, Public Law 102-14 already says that. Which they call Education Day, in which they call the seven Noahide laws of man, in which an Ashkenazi Jew had came over early 70s and began to dialogue with the presidents, you know, Jimmy Carter, then you had Ronald Reagan, all these people. He began to dialogue with these people, and you had these seven Noahide laws of man, which state, you know, seven laws that they believe that was given to man after the flood, in which the entire life of everybody is governed. And, you know, a couple of them are not blaspheme and, you know, all these things. And according to the Jewish encyclopedia, that breaking one of these laws results in death by decapitation. Okay. Now, so we've been, you know, so, and that's public law 102-14, and you have to really dig to find that. Okay. Now, this is where the healthcare law kind of goes hand in hand with this, because they have already set up on paper. They have set up on paper what they need for the, you know, what the, you know, these people have been planning for a long, long time. They have set it up on paper for a long, long time. And we know that according to Revelations, what does it say in Revelations? It said that the anti-Messiah will come. Look, we want to read it right here. Revelation 13, it says, and there is given to him to give the spirit of the image of the beast, and the image of the beast shall both speak and cause many that will not worship the beast. He will cause many to be killed as many who do not worship the beast. So we know that the anti-Messiah and the false prophet, that they will breathe life into the beast, okay? And so, you know, the beast, you know, we don't want to get too much into the thing, into the things, but we know the beast and the woman sits on seven hills. And basically the ten nations is basically like the world government, you know, which they talk about the ten horns, or like the ten kings, which will receive their power, which are, you know, the ten biggest bodies of nations, you know, in which the Pope, you know, is overseer of, which will, he will give the power to the anti-Messiah. So what I'm saying is all these things have been written on paper for the end to be, the end to transpire. So a lot of people think, oh, well, you're gonna see these things transpire. But Yahushua even said that the kingdom, the coming of the kingdom, is not with observation. Like, it's not, you know, you have to seek, you know, these things to find out. You have to seek the Father to find out that the kingdom is very, the end is not here yet. You know, there's some things that have transpired. We're going to read that, like Yahushua said in Matthew. He said, don't be fearful, don't be alarmed, or don't be troubled, for the end is not yet. You know, it's about to be the beginning of the sorrows. So, I mean, all these things are on paper. What do you got to understand? All these things are on paper. You just witnessed before your eyes these things being on paper. We want to talk about more about that. Okay, the healthcare law, what it did, I don't know if you understand this, what it did is you have what you would call, in the law, you have the Independent Medical Advisory Board, okay? Now, what this board has done, just like if you research history, history is a teacher of the future, okay? History is a teacher of the future. When you go back and you look about, when you look at Germany, Nazi, and you look at what Hitler systematically did, what they did is they created this ideology for doctors and nurses in which they put work on life. Okay, this is what they did. They put work on life. And so they had for people who were disabled, terminally ill, and maybe in a vegetable state, or considered insane, or against their politics, they put this inside the healthcare system, in which the which they call the death panel or the advisory board would have almost dictator decision making, in which they could decide whether a person's life was worthy enough to live. Okay, and last time I checked, only Yahuwah can say, you know, who is worthy of living, who is worthy of dying. Okay, but let's move on. Okay, so this Nazi plan, healthcare plan, which they had and which they had this board, is similar to what's going on now. A lot of people don't know this. The Independent Medical of Medicare Advisory Board will have dictatorial power. Okay, so what you have here, you got to understand. Let's go to Matthew, because what you got to understand is healthcare. You know, doctors, and Yahuwah created doctors, you know, to be healed. Like, I mean, that was a profession. You got to remember, one of the disciples that Yahushua picked was a physician. So I mean, you got to understand that, you know, physicians and doctors are you know, don't be, you know, because a lot of people get real radical. You know, you don't need no doctors and stuff. But I mean, doctors are, you know, Yahuwah created doctors for them to learn. I mean, but the system has been corrupted. So, but what you got to understand here, what this has done, and we're going to relate this to the scriptures. We're going to relate this whole situation to the scriptures. If you got the scriptures, you got to go to Matthew, and we'll talk about this. Now, Matthew 24, this is almost like my favorite. He says, look, for nation shall rise against nation and reign against, I'm reading Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 7. No, actually, yeah, 24, verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation and reign against reign, and there shall be scarcity of food and deadly diseases and earthquakes in places. Okay? Matter of fact, it was an earthquake this morning in China, earthquake that shook China this morning. So, you know, prayers out to people out there. And so there's a lot of things going on. You have wildfires. And these things are playing into the hands of, you know, what the end says, these things are going to happen. Okay? And so we're talking about healthcare now. Deadly disease. You just read deadly disease. Yahushua said that there will be scarcity of food and deadly disease. Okay? So now what you have in this plan, you have a board who, yes, they're saying they're trying to have universal healthcare for everybody, for every person. But what you don't understand, they have also created a board within this plan who decides whether who will get care and who will not get care. That's the issue that hasn't really been talked about. So what you have here is you have if we know how, you know, the government is doing with, you know, weapons like HARP, weapons, you know, weapons that they have, you know, releasing these different chemicals and the chemtrails and being able to spread disease among population to order to kill these people. These people will need what? They will need health care. These people will need health care because Yahushua already said it, that deadly disease will spread in the end days. He said deadly disease will spread in the end days. So if you have people who are sick and you have an advisory board who says, hey, you can't get care, I mean, I wouldn't want to get care from, you know, this plan anyway. We're just saying that what they have done, and just like the Nazis did, in which they put worth on life. You know, this they had a panel in which they could judge whether who or who could not get care. You know, in order for them to be, you know, healed. So what you had in back in the early 1900s, is you had Germany creating this board and having this universal health care in which the terminally ill, the people in the vegetable state, the people who were declared insane, the people who go against politics, they would be outcast from society, in which these diseases and these things would happen, in which they could not have care. They could not seek care if they were sick, because you had a board that said, hey, no, you're not worthy of living, you know, and they only offer care to the elite and to people who they wanted to offer care to. So this is what has not been talked about in the news, you know, on the Portic Energy Network station. On the way, we talk about things which has not been said. But that's in the media. Yeah, they're talking about some people are celebrating this plan, some people are not, some people are going against it. But this is what's not talked about. And this is the same element that Hitler used in order to create the dictatorship. Because you see that this advisory board, what you got to remember is Yahushua even said that this whole system is just going to be like this. He said that if you look, matter of fact, let's read on. He says, all these are the beginning of the birth pains. Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So we know in other besorahs that talk about the same scripture that we will be, you know, people who hear, you know what I'm saying, we will be delivered up, or the generation that is living during that time will be delivered up to bear even to bear testimonies, to be killed, you know, to be delivered up to who? Okay, what you have is you've seen the other day the system in which they're creating, in which they have advisory boards. They have boards in which you got to understand, just like I believe it was in 2004, you had the reinstitution of the Sanhedrin, the 70-man Sanhedrin. You had the reinstitution of the 70-man Sanhedrin in which they govern bodies of the law. You have just like you have the Supreme Court, you have the, in the health care plan, I don't know if people read that, but you have the advisory, you have the independent Medicare advisory board. You have these boards in which are created to, as a part of this global one world government in which they are created. So now you have, so since this law, what you're going to have in the future, and this plan has already been implemented, but it's they say it will be into full position in about a year or so. And this is what you have. This is what you have going on. So what you got to understand is this is what's been happening. Is there, I mean, you see the movies of the bioterror and the biometric weapons with these things spreading diseases. What you have, this is what you have. If people, they know that if they can control the healthcare and they can control who gets healthcare, that if they release weapons that people can be killed, they release diseases and people cannot get treated, they will die. So this is the method. I don't know if people have seen this, but this is the method. Is they first want to control, they first want to control everything at the inside, okay, and leave the people helpless. Okay, so that's why this is the same thing they do. This is the same thing they do with jobs. Okay, they create a situation where people cannot work. Certain people cannot get jobs, in which if certain people can't get jobs, you know, you can't eat. You can't function. You can't support your family. So if you can't support your family, you have, you know, people's objective is they have to rely on the government. And if they rely on the government, they can be controlled. And so all these things are getting people to rely on the government. The whole healthcare thing is to get people to rely on the government. And this is the path toward the mark of the beast, because they will make people feel like, hey, if you don't accept the mark of the beast, you cannot live. You cannot survive without, you know, having the mark of the beast. And they want people, and eventually, not even the government, it's the people to worship, you know, JC and to accept JC as being the Messiah and being, you know, everything that Yahushua said he is. That's what they want to do. But the scripture says, trust in Yahuwah with all your heart and leave not to your own understanding. So there's going to be times that we're going to come upon in which, hey, we don't understand. But, hey, I'm telling you, trust in Yahuwah. Trust in Yahuwah. I don't care what happens. If you get to the point where you lose your job, or you get to the point where, hey, you know, when they get to the point where all they have is the healthcare option that's offered, and you know that this is the wrong way to go, trust in Yahuwah, man. Trust in Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, because this is the only thing we're going to have to rely on. I mean, this is the days we're coming upon, the days of sorrow, in which we will have to trust in you, because the world says to trust in man. That's what the world says, is trust in man. And that's what this plan has done. So this is what, this is the nugget that really nobody has talked about on the media, is which has been created as an independent advisory board in which they have the power, which they say over life or death, you know, for these people. And the whole ideology that was in Germany at the time is they wanted to eliminate what they call handicapped people, elderly people, terminally ill people, or even people who went against politics. Why? Because they had this ideology, Hitler had the ideology of this supreme race in which they were better than everybody else. Okay, what does the Bilderbergs, the elite, the Illuminati, and all these people think? They think the same way, that they are better, just like the Ashkenazi Jews and all these people. They think they are better and they are a supreme race, and therefore they have to eliminate what they call people like cattle. Okay, so people got to understand, these people don't look at, you know, these powers that be, the evil powers that be in the world, they don't look at people as being people. They look at people as being cattle to be slaughtered, okay? So, yeah, that's what you have going on in the plan right there. And you got to understand that Yahushua said, even in Revelations, that there were going to be, I mean, when the certain seals are broken, I mean, millions and billions. I mean, you talk about one seal, one-third of the whole human race will be killed. You're talking about, there's, what, 7 billion people on the planet? I mean, you're talking about almost 2 billion, you know, people. And this is what they have created. And it's hard to see now, but this is what they have created, because they will create these, they will have these diseases. These diseases will spread. When people don't have food, when people don't have these certain necessities in which they can get in these weapons that they have to spread these terrors and biometric things, and what they're doing, like the chemtrails and putting stuff in the food and all this stuff, these things will spread disease. Yahushua even said it. It will spread disease, and when people cannot get care, they will die. That's the mathematics right there. So this is what they have created, and this is what's going on, and you will see in the near future these things happen. So you still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sad, and we're still on the way. So this is what's been going on in developing as far as the healthcare plan, and it's also some other things in there. We talked about how they have an inside medical device in the plan. There was one plan back in 2010 that was created in which they had it verbalized, in which it was very plain about, you know, we talked about the mark of the beast, the RFID chip that would be implanted in every human, in which, you know, your money, your everything will be upon that, and if you don't apply it to the system, you know, you'll be killed and everything, you won't basically be able to buy or sell, just like Revelation says. So this is implemented into the healthcare plan also, and we're gonna expound more into that, not today, but we're gonna expound more on that. That, you know, because they eventually changed and reworded the plan, you know, and still fitted it in there. So that's in there too. So we're going to talk about that, hopefully, y'all willing, again. But we're going to move on, man. We got some interesting things, man, going on. I don't know if you ever read a book called Behold the Pale Horse. Behold the Pale Horse is a good book. If you haven't read it, you need to go out there and read it. Was written by Bill Cooper. And Bill Cooper was a U.S. Naval Intelligence officer. He also did some work in the government. And he was exposing a lot of the things that they had been doing. And he's quoted in saying, secret societies have been planning back since 1917 to invent an artificial threat in order to bring humanity together in a one-world government, which will be called the New World Order. And so we've been seeing, just like what Obama just did, these things are, you know, they're creating this thing. This is what they want to do. They want to have control of the healthcare. They want to in which they can create, you know, these diseases. Think about it. Just think about it. If they take over healthcare and then they create diseases, spread disease, and they attribute to spreading diseases, that would mean everybody has to run to the government and to rely on them. This is what they want to do. This is the Hegelian dialect. They want to create things in order to give people no options in which they have to rely on them. Hey, but we're not going to fall for it. But this is what we've been talking about, and we want to talk about this in a minute because we've been talking about what's transpiring this summer. What's transpiring this summer? I mean, we want to talk about this in a little more detail. But before we get to that, we're going to pause on that quote because we're going to pause on that quote for a minute. Keep that in the back of your mind. But we want to give you, back in the day on the way, Blog Talk Radio, we used to do a thing called like quick facts, you know, quick facts in which, you know, things that people really don't normally think about or, you know, but we're going to bring that back. Okay, so the quick facts of today. I was going over some things I was watching. I was actually watching a movie that's coming out this summer, The Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman movie. Now, some things struck me when I was watching it. They actually shot that, when you see the trailer, they actually shot that stadium scene in Pennsylvania at the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium, and that was Hines Ward who was running the football. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. But, man, this is going to really, because Yahuwah just shows you things and things you never know. And he says, call to me and I will show you great and awesome things, you know, which you do not know, and he will. This is some things, some interesting things you don't know about Pittsburgh and about Pennsylvania. I somehow got onto a lady who was just like John Todd, who used to be a high-ranking individual in the sect of the Illuminati, who was, you know, worked for RC Records and different things. This lady was similar, and she was exposing a lot of things that the Illuminati were doing. What she said, I found it very interesting because Shaul said that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. What she was exposing was saying that on the world stage, you have three different sections. You have the biggest section of which we know, according to Revelations, is true, that the most evil sect that runs the world is based out of the Vatican. Okay, we know the Vatican, the whore sits on seven hills, the whore. Okay, from there it travels to Europe, London, and then from there it travels to the U.S. by way of Pennsylvania. Okay, so. And this is kind of funny because I got all this from all this came from just watching a trailer and this Yahuwah just started showing me things. Okay, what you have in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, they have a building which has three corners, in which it was called the Cyclode. Okay, this was a symbol. It's a triangle, you know, symbol of the Illuminati. But it was a symbol of the American Iron and Steel Institute, in which was adapted by the Steelers football team. Okay, the Steelers were originally called the Pirates, and their symbol was the SS, skull and bones, Knights of Templar, and Jesuit symbol. Okay. That's what they were really called before. It was called the Steelers. And the team was founded in 1933, and the Cyclone was discovered by Galileo in 1599. That symbol, the Pittsburgh Steelers logo is the logo of the Code of Galileo, which was the predecessor of the Illuminati. Okay? Now, this is important too. They said the Republic Steel Corporation was now also the Steelers symbol was connected to the Republic Steel Corporation. You ever heard of people, you know, they talk about steel workers and they say how, you know, they're blue collar workers. Actually, the people who created the who were in the Republic Steel Corporation were actually known for repressing and brutalizing their workers. So the whole theory of blue collar steel workers is a myth because they used to really be brutal to them in far as how they work. And actually, the leader of these corporations were all Masons and Masonic, and also the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers is also a high-ranking Mason and part of the Knights of the Maltec. Okay? Now, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? We got to go back, just like I was saying, what that lady exposed. I found out this was very important, man, because we got to know the evil spiritual government in which they have set up on this world. You know what I'm saying? Because what you got to understand is it's from Europe, London. They had a man called William Penn who was born in London. He came over over by Pennsylvania. He was greeted by the Native Americans. He was greeted by the Native Americans, in which they had a cult called the Tamana Society. And so what William Penn did is you ever heard of the Amish? You ever heard of it? It's a lot of other groups that are in Pennsylvania. What he did, he was one of the first people to bring all these societies of different sects of religion together into one religion, into one sect. So this is where you have this is why the lady was going into detail of why how Pennsylvania, as far as the U.S., it is the evil spiritual capital of the U.S. because it was the first place where William Penn was one of the first people to bring the Amish together, bring all these the Tamanese sect society and all these societies together who believed in different things to bring them together, in which he himself brought his Jesuit theory and Illuminati theory from Europe over to the U.S. Okay, and so. And so that's what you have here, because you also have, remember, if you go back, the first, you know, supposedly the first slave ship to arrive in America was 1619, which arrived in Jamestown, Virginia. Okay, the second settlement was Plymouth Rock, was the settlement of the Mayflower, and you had, after these things, you had the settlement, which was called the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, started by William Penn, in which he brung all these different sects together in this religion. He was one of the first people to do this. And this is why on this earth, in the United States, that area of Pennsylvania is, because we used to live in Yashua, my aunt Yashua knows that it's very, a lot of Masonic temples and different things up there, and it's a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses up there, and which was a sect and a branch off of William Penn, in which Charles T. Russell started this thing called the Watchtower. And so these people who believe in Jehovah's Witnesses, these things are very occult. And what you got to understand, this is what all this means. What does all this mean? Is Yahushua said a lot of times that he said, many will come in my name saying I am he, and will lead many astray. He said many will come in his name. And what you have here, you had a lot of these people like William Penn and a lot of these people who came, you know, in somewhat in the truth, but yet they deceived a lot of people. They deceived a lot of people because this is the way this, and this is what you have to be aware of in the future. It's not the people out there who are who are blatantly sinning and saying they openly worship Hasatan. Yes, they do, but it is the people, the most evil people, who come in the sect of the truth, because the scripture says that Hasatan masquerades like a messenger of light. He masquerades. That means putting on a mask, coming in the name. These pastors, these people, these Jesuits, these Jews, they come in the sect of the truth. They come in the sect having a form of truth, but denying the power of Yahuwah. So, that's just a quick fact of the day, because also you also remember Benjamin Franklin, which everybody strives to get money and all about the Benjamins and stuff. But what people don't know is Benjamin Franklin was a Grand Master in Pennsylvania of the Illuminati, in which they believe that Hasatan is actually so-called their mighty. So that's the quick fact of the day, and you had that going on. But you still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're still on the way. So if you're listening online, or you're listening or you call me, we'll have in a little bit, it'll go to archives, so you might get cut off, but you can go back and check out the show. The show is also on iTunes, so you can check out. We want to talk about the feature story of today. No, actually not the feature, because we're going to have some more in a little bit. We want to talk about the story leading up to the feature of the day. I came across an article. We've been talking about this summer, what's going to transpire this summer, possibly, like, and we say that lightly, possibly, because I don't want to step out there and say these things or transpire, but a lot of these things have been looking at. We've been talking about the London Olympics. Just found out that 200,000 coffins and caskets have been ordered for the 2012 London Olympics. Okay, now there was an underground journalist going by the name of Lee Hazardine. He blew the whistle on the revelations when he infiltrated the G4S. Now, I don't know if you know the G4S, but we've been looking into this. The G4S was a group in which they are a private company which has been hired to and responsible for the security at the London Olympics. And we're talking about the London Olympics is about 4 weeks away. So we've been talking about this, and like I said, this is a possibility of things that can transpire, and this is not even but we just want to go over some things, because we've been talking about this, and we've been having our eyes on this as watchmen and watchwomen. We've been watching this. And so they brought over 200,000 coffins and casket liners over there. Now, this guy infiltrated, and he was hired by G4S, which is the security company. Now, what this guy had did is he undercovered. He went and did some training, and he was getting trained by other things, and he was going over some things. This guy had tried to approach, he's a journalist now, he tried to approach Channel 4 News home affairs correspondent Andy Davis to run this story, because, this is an important story, and that's why I want to share it today. But I don't know if you know, far as concerning the Olympics, there has been, and this is kind of unprecedented, because this is where it really happened, there's been a media blackout about, different things. Like, even when it gets to the Olympics, you can't even put things on YouTube too much about, the Olympics and different things like that. However, let's get really into the article. What the guy was saying is, he said employees were given just 2 days of training to run an airport-style security check, in which there are going to be body scanners and different things at the stadium, and in which also that the scanners and security protocol will be turned off after a certain time. Also, he was telling about how uniforms and different things have been stolen over the past couple weeks, and also he was saying that they went over a couple hours about how the whole entire London would be evacuated, and they were going over protocol about evacuations as far as that goes. But it was a very good article. You probably can look it up on YouTube. It's an audio. He's a journalist. He's a very credible guy. And a couple weeks before this, a lady also blew the whistle on them, and she was hired by the G4S, in which she was going over things that, you know, just like this, saying that, hey, you know, if something was to happen, if something went, and all this is speculation, so we're not saying these things would happen, but if something was to happen, it would be a great opportunity because the Olympics had contracted these people, you know, in which Joe Smoles are being, you know, given off the streets to, you know, create one of the, you know, to guard one of the highest security events, you know, in almost human history. So, you know, they were talking about that, and I mean, it's a lot of this circulation about this event. I went over an article I found an article from an official news source that after Osama bin Laden had supposedly, you know, been killed, that the new Al-Qaeda came out and said that their next target would be London, in which, you know, they would create havoc. And so all these things can be speculation, but we know that history proves itself. And just like George Bush, you remember what George Bush did? You know, they created a target, you know, and went to war with that target. So we know Iran and the Muslims have been the target of the U.S. for a while now. So, you know, we just continue to watch this and watch how this event takes place. But you gotta listen to this article, man, because he goes over some revelations. And the guy was not, the journalist was not some kind of conspiracy guy going over this, because he actually lives in London and he wants to see the Olympics, you know, do well. But he was concerned, and a lot of journalists do that. They go in and they do undercover work and be trained and different things. And he was just saying that, you know, he said that they had the casket liners. He said they really weren't saying that what was going to happen. And then he was going over, you know, some things that the G4S was going over about how the foreign troops are over there. He says hundreds of thousands of foreign troops over there, you know, to help, you know, the evacuation. And the lady was saying that it was going to be this big event after which was going to define, pretty much London and the whole world. So this is the thing. I want you to go over that article, man, and get a chance. Some important information. We continue to keep watch over there and these events that are going on. We want to talk about something important right here when we get into the scriptures. Man, a lot of people just, in this time, we got to understand who we are. You know, in this time, we got to understand who we are. And it goes much deeper than just a skin color. It goes much deeper than just a skin color and you know, all these things that people, you know, continue to perpetrate, like, you know, they boast upon, you know, being Israelites and different things like that. And like Saul said, hey, boast in that we know Yahuwah. You know, just boast in that. So I want to just go over some things and showing you, like, hey, do we know who we are? You know, if somebody asks you who you are, you know, will you say your profession, or will you just say what Yahuwah says who you are? You know, because we're not our profession. We're not just a skin color. We're something more than that. You know, and we gotta find out in the scriptures what Yahuwah says we are, so we can understand, so we can tell our children who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, how can we tell our children who we are? You know, how can we tell other people who we are? you know. And then, so we want to go to a couple of scriptures. You got the scriptures. Go to 2 Kepha. You go to 2 Peter. Actually, it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a set-apart nation, a people for the possession, a people for possession, that you should proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. For you were, says, who once were not a people, but now the people of Elohim, who had not obtained compassion, but now obtained compassion." Okay? This is what Yahuwah says we are. This is who he says we are. He says you are a chosen race. Okay? So flip to Deuteronomy 10. So when he says you are a chosen race, what you gotta understand is that you have a lot of people who be discouraged, you know, because I think a lot of discouragement could come from outside situations, and you know, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people come tell people who they are, and they don't know who they are, and you got to understand who you are. This is what he says. This is who we are right here. He says, if you confess Yahushua, the Messiah, as being the Messiah, and dying and resurrecting, and you keep the commandments of Yahuwah, I mean, you are a chosen race. You are a chosen race. Right here it says, Deuteronomy 10, 15, it says, Yahuwah delighted in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, you above all peoples, as it is today. So as it is today, just like he told our fathers, as it is today, that people who confess Yahuwah, who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and confess Yahusha, that he has chose you above all peoples. Because sometimes the illusion of different things like material goods can confuse you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like, well, how can I be chosen? You know, how can I be chosen? And, you know, you see people ride by a nice car. You see people do what they want to do. And you see all these things. And you see the people out there succeeding. And it may be some things that you want to do that you can't right now. But I was talking to one of the oxen, and you got to understand that if you're in Yahuwah's will and you're seeking him, you got to understand, this is what I was saying, you got to understand that Yahuwah has everything. He said he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. There's nothing past him. I mean, he created the earth, the clouds, the stars. He knows the stars by name. Nothing is too hard for Yahuwah. So with some things that, man, we may desire, man, that, you know, may not come to pass when we want them to, and it just seems like everybody else is so easily obtains that, and, you know, what you got to understand, this is what the reverse psychology can sometimes do to you in the media. What you got to understand is when you're in Yahuwah's will and you're seeking his face, that he protects you. He even protects your way. So it may have to be some things that you want to do and you want to, you know, but it's not right for you. You know, I'm not saying it's not right for you because he wants to fulfill your desires. It may not be right for you at that time, and you got to go at the whole time because he knows best. I mean, he's our Father. He's our Father. So, I mean, he has, what you got to understand is, I was reading one of the Psalms of Daoud, and he was saying that, basically, like, with one scripture, that our lives have been written already. Our life is a story written already by Yahuwah, in which we may not understand the path, and sometimes we want to go off the path, but that's why it seems like it's hard, you know, because we haven't yet submitted to Yahuwah's will. Once you submit to Yahuwah's will, you will accept, as long as you're pursuing what he has given you and diligently putting your everything you put your hands to, you do, according to the praise of Yahusha, then you'll be all right. Because you know, as long as you seek the kingdom, you know, all these things will come into play. You know, so that's what we got to understand who we are. Once you understand who you are, you'll understand that the people out in the world who seem like they can do what they want to do, they may can't. You know why? Because Yahuwah cares for you in order, because he knows those things that when he tried to seek them and he tried to knock on their door and they rejected him, and he lets them go and say, hey, do what you want to do. Like imagine a mother or a father saying to a, you know, imagine a mother or a father knowing there's a danger for a young child maybe touching a stove or something, and they just let them touch it. And this is what people in the world who have rejected the knowledge of Yahuwah, and because they have rejected him, he has rejected them. And so these people who seem like they can do what they want to do and they have all this, they can do what they want to do. And they can have all that because if they have rejected what Yahuwah has said, he has let them do their own thing. So that's why it seems like that. And yes, sir, your perception may be true. But the thing that they lose is the care of the Father. Because that's why it says accept the discipline of Yahuwah. And that's discipline for, you know, some things that you may want to do, but Yahuwah knows, hey, that's not right for you, or hey, that's not the right time for you. And so that's why we can't understand. But I would rather have Yahuwah in charge of your life, in charge of your steps, in ordering your steps, than to be able to do anything I wanted to do and destroy myself. You know? And so that's what you gotta understand who you are and understand who everybody else is. You know, because when he chose us above all nations, he had a plan for us. Just like Jeremiah 29:11 is, he knows the plans for us. You gotta understand that. If he knows the plans for us, that means that all we have to do is follow his plan. That means we don't have to manifest a plan. We don't have to draw a plan. All we have to do is seek him and ask him what his plan is that we may follow. So that's the difference. That's the difference in the world versus his chosen. His chosen, they seek Yahuwah's plan. In the world, they create their own plan, not according to Yahuwah. So this is what he has chosen us for, and this is who we are. So this is how we tell our children that. We tell our children from a little age that, hey, Yahuwah has a plan for you. Like, you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about so many things. Only thing important is the seeking the Father. That's what Yahusha sat down and he told Martha and them when they were sitting down, and that's what he told them, because, you know, one of the sisters was so busy about, you know, I got to clean up. I got to do this, you know. But Yahusha said, hey, there's only one thing important, and your sister, she's chosen the best, because she understood that, hey, the only thing important is to sit at the master's feet. That's the only thing important, is to sit at the master's feet. And so that's what we understand. And also, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Go to Yeshayahu 61. And so this is encouragement right here. So when you think about when people try to discourage you and you say, oh, you know, you look at your life and you're like, what did I do? You know, you look at your life, and because the world equates success with material goods and popularity, and that's how they equate success. But let's look at what Yahuwah says. I mean, do you understand? This is what he says. All he said, look, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 61, look, that's what it said. Let's read verse 4 first. It says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, raise up the former waste, and they shall restore ruined cities in the waste of many generations. Skip to verse 6. It says, but you shall be called priests of Yahuwah, servants of Elohim shall be said of you, and you shall consume the strength of the nations and boast in their esteem. This is what he said. He said that because we are being used to build up cities, to build up generations that have been laid waste, and that we were proclaiming the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Because of that, because we do that, this is what he says. He said, you will be called priests. So man, you will be called priests. Woman, you will be called priests. You will be called kings. You will be called queens. And so that's who we are. That's who we are. That's what we look forward to, is that day. So when you look at people, so when people look at you, they look at, oh, you don't have anything. You don't have nothing. You know, what are you doing with yourself? You know, sometimes you may even trick yourself and you look back in your life and you're like, what have I done? Because you look at the life and you equate success with what the world says success is, or you equate success of how you feel. And how you feel, you may feel like, hey, I haven't accomplished that much in my life. You know, I only know the truth and I share the truth to people. It feels like I haven't did anything. You know, you haven't did these big grand things that other people have done. But you got to understand how Yahuwah looks at you. And Yahuwah looks at you like, hey, he calls you a king. He calls you a priest. And that's what you will be, you know, and we're servants right now. We're servants right now, and we're living the same life Yahusha lived. Yahusha was the king. He is the king of kings, but he didn't come to be served, but to serve. And so that's how we live. We live to serve in order that we may be, exalted by Yahuwah. You know, so that's what we do. We live to serve. We're the last right now. You know, because what happens is people take in their heart when they get frustrated and they see people succeeding, you know, they get envious and they try to exalt themselves. And everybody that exalts themselves will be humble. You know, but if we humble ourselves, we say, hey, you know, I accept this. I accept, you know, where I'm at, Father. And if you want to exalt me, hey, let's do it. But I will, you know, be a servant and I will, you know, and that's what we do. We be a servant. Yahuwah will exalt us in due time. And because this is how it goes. I mean, you can be a servant now, and it seems like you're unsuccessful, and it seems like, you know, people are more succeeding than you. And like I said, that's all in your mind. And but that day, just like in Malachi, he said, you know, that day will be when you understand who serves you, who and who does not, who serves Elohim and who does not serve Elohim, because the first will be last. And just like Revelation 3 says, he said that those of the synagogue of Hashatan, they will come about and worship at your feet and know that Yahuwah had loved you. Because that's the end reverse, that the first will be last. So the people who are doing what they want to do, who don't care about Yahuwah, who reject the knowledge, reject wisdom, who have created this plan for their life, you know, and try to do these things, they will be last. You know, but we don't look at that. We look at what Yahuwah's plan is for us. So that's what we do. We seek his plan for us. And then when he decides to exalt us, that's when you'll know, you'll see, and you got to understand. So that's what we should call ourselves. You know, he said, you are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen nation, a royal priesthood, a set-apart nation. That's what's set apart about us. What's set apart about us is Yahuwah has a plan for us, because because he has chosen us and we have chosen him, because we didn't think about it. That's what Yahusha said, Yochanan 15. He said, hey, he said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. So yes, we have to believe in him, but the beginning, the initiation was on the part of Yahusha coming and picking us to come and know his name, to come and know the commandments. So now, since you know the commandments, you are chosen, you are set apart. So that's why you cannot do anything you want to do. That's why that's why some things and some instructions that you had to abide by that other people don't have to abide by. It's because Yahuwah cares about you enough to set you apart in order that you may have life. But these other people out here do not have life. So that's what we have to understand every day, you know, because people look at the Torah and they look at it and say, oh, man, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know what I'm saying? But if you love the Father, you understand that's why. That's a true love for a parent. A parent that says, hey, do not touch that stove, you know. And if he continues to touch that stove, because when the Father loves you, I mean, he will go to extent lengths, you know, to protect you. You know, if you try and touch that stove, he say, hey, don't touch that stove. And then if you try to touch the stove, he'll put you in the room, you know, and put you in there till you think about touching that stove. You know, and that's the love and the passion Yahuwah has for his people, to not to give up on his people. You know what I'm saying? Versus the person who he would just let touch the stove because they have rejected him. And so also I want to flip to one more. Yes, Yahoo 43:21. He says, let's read 20. He says, the beasts of the field esteem me, and the jackals and the ostriches, because I give them waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This, my people, I have formed for myself to relate my praises, let them relate my praises. So that's what he has chosen us and created us for, is to relate his praises, to praise the one who brought us out of Christianity, who brought us out of these whorehouses on every corner, who brought us out of sin and wickedness, you know, into the marvelous light. And so this is who we are. We were once not a people. We were once not a people. We were once in these churches, in these whorehouses. We were once not a people, but now we are a people of Elohim. And he calls us priests. He calls us kings, he calls us queens, and this is who we are being prepared every day to be manifested. And so we go to First Yehuchanan, 1 John chapter 3, the epistle of John. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. It says, beloved ones, Now we are children of Elohim. It has not been revealed what we shall be, but we know when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone having this expectation in him cleanses himself, and as he is clean. Just imagine that. Just imagine. I think that's where we can have joy, as we think about the expectation of seeing Yahusha and seeing that we shall be like him, and we shall be, and it hasn't been revealed yet because we're still in the flesh. So we have our form, you know, and how the esteem and the joy we're going to have, it hasn't been revealed yet until how we will be, how we will feel, how we will think. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him. So that's where we stay at, and that's who we are. We are chosen, we are set apart, and Yahuwah has a plan for our lives. And so don't never ever get tricked into believing, hey, you know, your life has it, because that's what Yahuwah said. He said, trust in Yahuwah with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And sometimes you lean to your own understanding and you can't understand, hey, well, I might be 30, I haven't really did anything. Or I might be this, I might be that, and you lean to your understanding, and you understand, but you don't understand, but you have to trust in Yahuwah and trust that his plan is greater and far more above anything you can think or imagine. And that's what you have to believe, even though things may be going slow or not like you just live in the will of Yahuwah. And that's all we got to do is live in the will of Yahuwah and know that we are chosen, know that our children, you know, he has set them apart, you know. And so that's why he has given us instructions in order for us to have life. That's why he's given the Torah in order for us to have life in which other people do not have life. So, hey, man, continue to walk in the scriptures, man. Continue to think about and who you are, and you're not just a man, you're not just a woman, we're not just you know, whatever the profession we may proclaim, we're not just an object, you know, we are a royal priesthood, a set apart nation. Matter of fact, we're going to read one thing and then one more thing, and then we're going to take it out. We're going to close it out. We want to read a little bit of Deuteronomy 28. And this is what he says we are. This is what he says. And these things are true as it is today. These things are true as it is today. He says, and it shall be, if you diligently obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim, to guard and do all his commands which I command you today, that Yahuwah, your Elohim, shall set you high above all the nations of the earth. See, this is what people don't understand. You look at, sometimes we look at things right now, we'd be like, oh man, we ain't set high above the nations and all this. And I'm not talking about, because a lot of people attribute and they say, you know, we talk about the Hebrews, we talk about the Israelites, but we're specifically talking about those who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and those who confess in Yahusha, whether it be Israelite, foreigner, sojourner, whatever it be. We're talking about them. He said, this is the command, if you diligently obey his voice, he will set you high above all the nations of the world. So right at this moment, the people who believe in Yahuwah, keep the commandments of Yahuwah, and confess Yahusha are set above all the nations of the earth. And this is how we have to think. Not that it's later or then, you know, he has set us above. Why? Because he has given us the Torah. He has given us the Torah. He has given us instructions, and he has a plan for our life. He says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim. Blessed are you in the city, and blessed are you in the field. Blessed is the fruit of your body and the fruit of the ground and the fruit of your livestock, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed is your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed are you when you come in, and blessed are you when you go out. Yahuwah causes your enemies who rise up against you to be smitten before your face, and they come against you in one way, and they shall flee in seven ways. Yahuwah command the blessing on you and your storehouse, in all which you set your hand, and shall bless you in the land which Yahuwah your Elohim is giving you. Yahuwah does establish you as a set apart people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you guard the commands of Yahuwah your Elohim and walk in his ways. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that the name of Yahuwah is called upon you, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahuwah shall make you have plenty of what is good in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your livestock, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahuwah swore to your fathers to give you. Yahuwah opens to you the good treasures of the heavens, give you rain in the land in the season. Bless it all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, you do not borrow. And Yahuwah shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be on top and not beneath if you obey the commands of Yahuwah, which I command you today to guard and to do.
See, it's kind of trickery, because right now at this moment, the people who confess in Yahuwah and Yahusha, these things are beginning to manifest themselves, but in this natural realm and how it's been set up, it may look like you are last. Yet these things are coming true, but it may look like you are last, but yet Yahuwah has set you above all these nations. And so we just got to continue to think about this, man, so we can destroy things like this depression and us continuing to think that we are not, you know, adequate. versus other people. You know what I'm saying? It's not you that has been adequate unto Yahuwah. It's the nations who reject him. So, hey, man, you've been listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai. We were on the way. Hey, man, hope you have a blessed Shabbat. Hope you got something out, man. It's so much to go over. Hopefully next week, y'all willing, we'll be able to dive into some more issues. I hope you have a blessed Shabbat. And we love you, man. Yahuwah bless you and keep you. And may his face shine upon you. We out.